January 3, when Jesus was born. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Matthew 2, 1 and 2. The King of Glory stooped low to take humanity, and angels who had witnessed his splendor in the heavenly courts as he was worshipped by all the heavenly host were disappointed to find their divine commander in a position of so great humiliation. The Jews had separated themselves so far from God by their wicked works that angels could not communicate to them the tidings of the advent of the infant Redeemer. God chooses the wise men of the east to do his will. These wise men have seen the heavens illuminated with light, which enshrouded the heavenly host who heralded the advent of Christ to the humble shepherds. This light was a distant cluster of flaming angels, which appeared like a luminous star. The unusual appearance of the large bright star, which they had never seen before, hanging as a sign in the heavens, attracted their attention. The wise men directed their course where the star seemed to lead them. As they drew nigh to the city of Jerusalem, the star was enshrouded in darkness and no longer guided them. They reasoned that the Jews could not be ignorant of the great event of the advent of the Messiah, and they made inquiries in the vicinity of Jerusalem. The wise men are surprised to see no unusual interest upon the subject of the coming of the Messiah. They marvel that the Jews are not interested and joyful in prospect of this great event of the advent of Christ. The churches of our time are seeking worldly aggrandizement and are as unwilling to see the light of the prophecies and receive the evidences of their fulfillment which show that Christ is soon to come, as were the Jews in reference to his first appearing. They were looking for the temporal and triumphant reign of Messiah in Jerusalem. Professed Christians of our time are expecting the temporal prosperity of the church in the conversion of the world and the enjoyment of the temporal millennium.